Hello, love. Welcome back to the Family Architect Studio, Parenting by Design Rather Than by Default, your sacred reclamation. This is your pause, your breath, your sacred space in a loud, demanding world. And today we're talking about something delicious, playful, powerful. It's a strategy that saved so many relationships, I've lost count. It's simple, it's soulful, and it works like magic. It's called the Love Bomb Protocol. Let's take a breath before we begin. Inhale and exhale. You're safe and you're doing beautifully. Let me paint a picture you may know too well. You're stretched thin. The kids are loud, one's whining, the other one's defiant. You've asked them to put their shoes on again, and it's like you're shouting into the void. You start to feel resentful. Why don't they just listen? They sense your tension and act out even more. Now you're more snappy, they're more chaotic, and suddenly everything feels hard. This is the disconnect cycle. What we're usually told in these moments is to tighten up the boundaries, get stricter, take things away, double down on consequences. But what your child actually needs might surprise you. Here's a powerful truth that goes against everything we've been taught. Most challenging behaviors are connection issues, not discipline issues. When your child feels disconnected from you, even subtly, they're more likely to refuse to listen, pick fights, melt down more easily, and seek negative attention. Why? Because even negative attention is still attention. To a child, that means I matter, I exist, you see me. But here's the beautiful part. When you meet that disconnection with intentional love, the resistance starts to melt. Enter the Love Bomb Protocol. The Love Bomb is an unexpected burst of focused connection. It's 5 to 15 minutes of your undivided, wholehearted, phones away, no agenda attention. It's not earned, it's not a reward for good behavior, it's not contingent on anything, it's just love, freely given. Think of it like an emotional top-up for their nervous system. It tells your child, you matter, I like being with you, you don't have to perform to be seen. You are worthy of my time just because you exist. And when your child feels truly seen, what happens? They stop shouting for attention because they already have it. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Philippa, this sounds like rewarding bad behavior. Won't this make them act more to get attention? Here's the difference. The love bomb isn't given in response to behavior. It's given proactively when things are calm, as an investment in your relationship bank account. When children feel consistently connected to you, they don't need to escalate to get your attention. They trust that your love and focus are available to them. Some real life love bombs might look like saying, "Want to have a 10-minute dance party with just us?" Sitting down to build Lego with them. No teaching, no correcting, just presence. Making them a hot chocolate and sitting on the couch while you cuddle. Reading their favorite book with silly voices, even if you've read it 1,000 times. Giving them a hand massage before bed. Lying on the grass together and looking at clouds. Playing their favorite game, even if it's mind-numbing for you. Having a tea party with their stuffed animals. It's not about doing more, it's about doing less, but with full presence. The magic isn't in the activity, it's in your undivided attention. Even 5 minutes of this can reset the entire day. Let me tell you about Megan, a mother in my program who has a 6-year-old who started hitting her siblings and refusing to sleep. She was at her wit's end, trying every consequence and reward system she could find. We looked at the rhythms in her home and realized that this little one was getting loads of correction, but very little unfiltered connection. Megan started doing sunrise love bombs each morning, just 5 minutes on the couch, one-on-one, no phones, no agenda, no fixing. By the third day, her daughter said, "Mummy, I like mornings now." Within a week, the hitting stopped. The bedtime tantrums eased. Why? Because her little nervous system was finally full. She didn't need to fight for attention anymore. Here's another story. Claire came to me because her four-year-old son had become incredibly clingy and defiant. Every request turned into a battle. Drop-offs at preschool were tearful disasters. When we explored their daily rhythm, Claire realized that most of their interactions had become functional. Brush your teeth. Put on your shoes. Stop that. Hurry up. She started dropping one love bomb each day. Sometimes it was 5 minutes of rough and tumble play. Sometimes it was sitting together while he played with cars. Just commenting on what he was doing without trying to teach or direct. Within 2 weeks, the clinginess began to ease. He started cooperating more readily. Drop-offs became a lot smoother. "It's like he trusts me that I'm available to him," Claire told me, "so he doesn't need to hold on to me so tightly." But here's something important. Love bombs work best when they're not desperate attempts to fix behavior in the moment. If your child is having a meltdown and you suddenly offer to play a game, that's not a love bomb. That's negotiating with a dysregulated nervous system, and it usually backfires. Love bombs are investments you make when things are calm. They're preventative medicine for your relationship. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, but what if I'm touched out? What if I'm already giving everything I have? This is so important to address. A love bomb is not about smothering. It's not about giving more from an already burnt out mum. In the regulated mother method, we always start with you. Always. So first ask, do I feel resourced enough to connect? And if the answer is no, pause. Fill your cup first. A regulated mother leads best. Then when you're ready, just offer a few minutes. That's all it takes. You don't have to perform. You don't have to be entertaining or educational. You just have to be with. Sometimes a love bomb is as simple as sitting next to your child while they colour, making gentle comments about their artwork. No teaching, no improving, just witnessing. For children who don't like physical touch, a love bomb might be special time in their room, looking at their collections, or listening to them tell you about their latest interest. For older children, it might be making their favourite snack and sitting them with them while they eat it, asking about their day without trying to solve their problems. The key is that it's child-led. You're following their interests, their energy, their needs. Here's what love bombs do on a nervous system level. They activate your child's social engagement system, the part of their nervous system that feels safe and connected. They release oxytocin, the bonding hormone, in both you and your child. They communicate safety to your child's nervous system, which allows them to regulate their vigilance and defenses. They fill what Dr. Gordon Neufeld calls the attachment tank, your child's need to feel close and connected to you. When this tank is full, children naturally want to cooperate. They don't need to fight for your attention because they trust it's available to them. But here's the thing about consistency. You don't need to do love bombs every day. You don't need to set a timer or make it another item on your to-do list. What matters is the quality of connection, not the quantity of time. One genuine love bomb can have effects that last for days, especially if your child has been feeling disconnected. And here's something beautiful. Love bombs are as healing for us as they are for our children. When you slow down and truly connect with your child, when you see their face light up because you're present with them, it reminds you why you became a parent in the first place. It connects you to the joy that can be buried under all the daily management and correction. It fills your own attachment tank too. Let me share one more story. Emma had 3 children under 8 and felt like she was constantly putting out fires. Someone was always upset. Someone always needed something, and she felt like a referee more than a mother. She started doing what she called micro love bombs, 2 minutes with each child individually during their bedtime routine. Just sitting on their bed, maybe stroking their hair, asking about the best part of their day. It changed everything, she told me. Not just their behavior, but how I felt about them. I remembered that I actually like my kids. Sometimes we get so caught up in managing behavior that we forget to enjoy our children. Love bombs bring back the joy. Now let's talk about resistance. Sometimes children will initially reject your attempts at connection, especially when they've been feeling disconnected for a while. They might say things like, "I don't want to," or "That's boring," or even "Go away." This is normal. Their little nervous systems are protecting against disappointment. This is so true for teenagers too. They're testing whether this connection is real and lasting. Stay gentle. You might say, "Okay, I'll just sit here for a few minutes in case you change your mind." Often they'll gradually warm up to your presence. And remember, love bombs aren't just for difficult phases. They're relationship maintenance. They're how we stay connected to our children as they grow and change. The teenager who feels seen and valued is more likely to come to you with their struggles. The adult child who felt genuinely enjoyed by their parent is more likely to want to maintain a close relationship. You're not just managing today's behavior, you're investing in a lifetime of connection. So here's your invitation for today. Pick one moment in the next 24 hours to drop a love bomb. Just 5 to 15 minutes. One child, full connection, no outcomes expected. And then watch. Watch the shifts. Watch the softening. Watch the eyes that light up because you just showed up. Notice how you feel. Because when we connect authentically with our children, we remember what this is all about. If you have more than one child, you might worry about fairness. If I give special attention to one, won't the others feel left out? Here's the truth. Children don't need equal attention. They need individualized attention. Each child has different connection needs at different times. You might love bomb one child who's been struggling while the other one is feeling confident and connected. That's not unfair. That's responsive parenting. And often when one child's connection tank is full, it creates more harmony in the whole family. A child who feels seen and valued is more generous and patient with their siblings. You can also do family love bombs. Focus time where everyone gets attention together, but individual connection is important too, especially in families with multiple children, where it's easy for someone to get lost in the shuffle. And I get it. I'm a mother of 4 who are only 6.5 years apart. You are not here to earn your family's love through perfection. You are here to anchor them with presence. The love bomb is not a trick. It's a return. A return to connection. A return to ease. A return to the sacred relationship between you and your child. This is the heart of parenting by design rather than by default. Instead of just reacting to challenging behavior, you're proactively building connection. You've got this. In our next episode, we'll explore how to prevent meltdowns before they happen by using what I call pre-connection and how to read the early warning signs that your child's nervous system needs support. Until then, be gentle, be playful, be present. You are the architect of your family's future. And love bombs are just one of your most powerful building tools. If you're ready to dive deeper into connection-based parenting strategies like this, head over to fantasticfuture.com.au and grab their guide, The 5-Minute Miracle. It includes more tools for staying regulated so you can show up for these moments of connection. And if you're loving the Family Architect podcast, please leave a review. It helps other parents to discover these tools and reminds me why I'm so passionate about this work. So thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing, for choosing connection, for architecting something beautiful with your family. Until next time, love.